Genesis chapter 27. Now when Isaac was old, and his eyes were so clouded that he could not see, he called Esau his elder son, and said to him, "My son." He replied, "Here I am." Isaac said, "Look now, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now please take your weapons, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt some wild game for me. Then prepare me some delicious food, just the way I like it, and bring it to me so that I may eat it and bless you before I die." But Rebekah overheard when Isaac spoke to Esau his son. Esau went to the field to hunt for game and to bring it back. Then Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, "Look, I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, 'Bring me wild game and make me some delicious food, so that I may eat and bless you before the Lord, before I die.' Now therefore, my son, listen to me. Do exactly what I tell you. Go to the flock and bring me 2 choice young goats, and I will prepare them as delicious food for your father, just the way he likes it. Then you will bring it to your father, so that he may eat and bless you before he dies." But Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Look, my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I have smooth skin. What if my father touches me? I will be found to be deceiving him, and I will bring a curse on myself rather than a blessing." Then his mother replied, "Let your curse come on me, my son. Just obey my voice and go get them for me." So he went and got them for his mother, and his mother made delicious food, just the way his father liked it. Then Rebekah took the best clothes of Esau, her elder son, that she had in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put skins of young goats on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave her son Jacob the delicious food and bread she had prepared. So he came to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I." "Who are you, my son?" Then Jacob replied to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Now sit up and eat some of my game, so that you may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How did you find it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God granted me success." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come near, so that I may touch you, my son, to determine whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob drew near to Isaac his father and touched him, and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." He did not recognize him, because his hands were as hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he asked, "Are you really my son Esau?" And he replied, "I am." So he said, "Bring it to me, and I will eat my son's game, and then I will bless you." So he brought it to him, and he ate, and also brought him wine, and he drank. His father Isaac said to him, "Come near and kiss me, my son." So he came and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothes, and blessed him, saying, "Ah, the smell of my son is the smell of the field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you the dew of heaven from the richness of the earth, plenty of grain and new wine. Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. May you be the master over your brothers, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone that curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you." As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, when Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He too made delicious food and brought it to his father. Then he said to his father, "My father, please sit up and eat some of my game so that you may bless me." But Isaac his father said, "Who are you?" And he replied, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Then Isaac shook violently and said, "Who was it that just hunted game and brought it to me, and I ate it just before you came, and blessed him? Yes, and he will be blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he wailed with a loud and bitter cry, and said to his father, "Bless me too, my father." But he said, Your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing. Esau responded, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has cheated me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now he has taken away my blessing. Then he asked, Have you not reserved any blessing for me? Then Isaac answered Esau, Look, I have made him your master, and have given him all his brothers as servants. I have sustained him with grain and wine. What can I do now for you, my son? Esau said to his father, Do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me too, O my father. Then Esau lifted up his voice and wept aloud. Isaac his father answered, Your dwelling will be away from the richness of the earth and from the dew of heaven above. You will live by your sword, and you will serve your brother. And it will come to pass, when you break free, you will break his yoke from off your neck. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. When Rebekah was told the words of Esau, her elder son, she sent for Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, Look, your brother Esau is comforting himself by planning to kill you. Now therefore, my son, do what I say. Get up, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran. Stay with him a while until your brother's fury settles down. When your brother's anger subsides and he forgets what you have done to him, then I will send and bring you back from there. Why should I be bereaved of you both in one day? Then Rebekah said to Isaac, I am sick to death of these Hittite women. If Jacob marries a Hittite woman like the women of this land, what good will my life be to me?